give thanks to God for the choir singing. Praise to God. The praise is to the Good Shepherd. Who is the Good Shepherd? Yes, he is the Good Shepherd. And he is Jesus Christ, our Lord. He is the great, the good shepherd, according to Psalm
23.
We thank God for the praise given by the choir that pleases God. Because we sing from our heart to praise our God. He guides us even along the streams. He guides us to walk in righteousness. Even if we walk through the valley of the shadow of death, He is with us. I have lived with God for quite some time in my life, and I can witness that God is real and He's been with me. He provided all my needs, and He provided all the needs of our church. I believe that all Christians should desire to live in the Lord's house for their life. To praise and to worship God every day and listen to God's voice. My dear brothers and sisters and my friends, do you have a close relationship with the Good Shepherd? Or is it that you believe he is a good shepherd, but you don't think you need his help? I believe among us there are some seeker friends. I pray that this song can be what you will experience in your life too. We all Christians can give testimonies to say Amen. Jesus Christ not only saved us in the past, He still saves us by giving us strength to triumph over evil, to give us strength to live our life today, to provide all our needs, to guide us to walk eternal life's path. And in the future, we will rejoice when we see our Lord Jesus Christ, to live in His house, to sing and to praise Him forever. Praise the Lord. In the past, when we ordained, elders will always sing this song. I remember there was an evangelistic meeting by Tang Chongrong Mushi, Reverend Tang Chongrong. We also sang this song. And at that time, I was also in the choir singing. It's such a wonderful song. Another song is Hallelujah. I hope next time the choir can sing this song. Let's read from the scriptures You can just look at the PowerPoint slides because we have quite a few verses to read. Let's pray together.
Yeah.
Our dear Heavenly Father, we thank you. To accept our praise, worship, and scripture reading to you. Now we're going to read your word. Please, through your Holy Spirit who reveals all truth, help us. Open our heart to understand your truth. Let us have the strength from the Holy Spirit to obey your word. Please speak to us through your word. So that those who are here will fear you more after listening to your word. Will love you more and will serve you more fervently after listening to your word. Let everything that we do be pleasing to you. May your name be lifted up so that all nations, all people will come to worship you. You are good, your faithfulness is everlasting. And that's why we are here, to praise you, to testify, to witness for your name. Please be with the brothers who will share your word. May your Holy Spirit touch their heart and guide them. May all who are here be benefited. Our prayer is in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
Amen. 好, 我们来读, 啊, 至少有五处的经文,
there are five different places that will read the scripture, scriptures from.
You can read either in Chinese or in English. 好, 我们一起来读, 以西结书 34章, 15, 16节,
Ezekiel chapter 34, verse 15 to verse 16.
好, 我们, 啊, 中文的,
English now, 16. I will search for the lost and bring back the strays. I will bind up the injured and strengthen the weak. But the sleek and the strong I will destroy. I will shepherd the flock with justice.
接下来, 约翰福音, 10章10节, 请中文的, 会中。 第十一节, 请英文会中。
Verse 11 from the book of John. Let's read it together. John 10:11. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep.
帖撒罗尼迦前书5章12节 English congregation 13
Hold them in the highest regard in love because of their work. Live in peace with each other.
提摩太前书5章17节 请中文会中 现在我们要读彼得前书第5章1到4节 好,中文的先读
Even number, English congregation, be shepherds of God's flock. starting from verse 2. Feed the flock of God which is among you, taking the oversight of them, not by constraint, but willingly, not for filthy lucre, but out of a ready mind. 4, and when the chief shepherd shall appear, he shall receive a crown of glory that fadeth not away.
好, 谢谢。 我们, 啊, 今天的正道经文就是刚才读的彼得前书第五章一到四节。
And I'm going to share God's word from those verses we just read.
感谢神, 啊, 今天是一个特别的日子, 是一个我们欢喜快乐, 也是一个神圣的
We thank God today is a very special day. Today is a joyful day. Today is a sacred day.
感谢神，因为他从教会拣选了两位新长老来侍奉他，来服侍人。
We thank God because God has selected by Himself two new elders to serve God and to serve Himself.
这是神的恩典，神的祝福，也是弟兄姐妹的福分。
This is God's grace. This is God's blessing and blessing to all of us here.
我们在此献上感恩。
We give thanks to God. Don't feel that, oh, there will be two more elders to restrict me.
长老是的,
elders are called by God who all brothers and sisters agree that they are church leaders. Through the ordination ceremony.
啊, 这个仪式是神圣的,
the sacred and joyful occasion.
按立的意思就是神通过人的按手在被按立的人身上为他祷告, 祝福。
Ordination means through the laying of hands and also through prayers that we bestow upon them God's blessings.
显示全教会都同意和支持选立的人被安立的人。
To show that the whole church agrees with the decision and supports the elders.
为他的新的职位工作，我们给他按手祝福，给他挑战。
To bless them and to challenge them for their future ministry and for their future work and life.
前书五章一到四节，讲几句安利长老的话。
I would like to say a few words based on 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 1 to verse 4.
刚才读的第一节，彼得前书五章第一节，我做这长老的，做基督受苦的见证，同享后来所要显现的荣耀，劝你们中间与我同作长老的人。
First Peter 5:1 says that the elders who are among you I exhort, who am also an elder and a witness of the sufferings of Christ, and also a partaker of the glory that shall be revealed.
长老是教会中灵性跟行政上的领袖。
Elders are leaders in administration and in spiritual guidance.
主要工作是传道、教导和治理教会。
Their main task responsibilities are to teach and to preach.
相当于牧师和教师的工作。
Their work is equivalent to that of the pastor and the minister.
所以第一节这边让我们看到，这样的人第一个最重要的一个因素是什么？最重要的，他的行事为人应当是怎样？要谦卑的态度。
And the first thing that we can see from verse 1 is that the elder should have a humble attitude.
彼得虽然是使徒，是主耶稣所高立的主。
Although Peter was ordained as one of the apostles of Jesus Christ. But he treats himself as equal to other elders, not superior to other elders. When Peter was later in his years, he also shepherded or pastored a church, and at that time he was very mature spiritually. But he never had a concept of hierarchy. He stood on the same ground at the same level as other elders to exhort them. At the same level to tell them. So here we can see the humility that Peter showed.
神赐恩给谦卑的人，神阻挡骄傲的人，赐恩给谦卑的人。
God would bless those who are humble, and God would be against those who are proud. There is a Chinese saying that says this.
满招损，教授益。这个很难翻啊。满招损，教授益。
If you are proud, you will suffer, and if you are humble, you will be benefited.
所以要做一个教会的领袖，首先第一个最重要的，要有一颗谦卑的心，谦卑的态度。So
to become a church leader, the first thing is to be humble.
第二，second. 这个不是一氧化碳或二氧化碳，没有问题的，没有问题的。第二，second，做长老的要有受苦的见证。
Elders should have testimonies of suffering.
彼得为了传耶稣基督的福音，传耶稣是基督，传耶稣从死里复活。
Peter, in order to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ, that he died and was resurrected.
三次下监牢，使徒行传，三次下监，坐被囚。
He was put in jail for 3 times.
被恐吓，被打，被鞭打，被打。
He was threatened. He was flogged.
为主受苦。
He suffered for the Lord.
当然，主耶稣基督更为我们受苦啊。
Of course, Jesus Christ suffered even more for us.
如果你读彼得前书，你有时间。 看回去看看第二章21节，这边说：“你们蒙召原是为此，因为基督为你们受过苦，给你们做了榜样，留下榜样，叫你们跟着他的脚中行。”耶稣的脚中是受苦的脚中，不是今天所说的成功神学。If
you also read from 1 Peter chapter 2 and you see that Jesus Christ has set a good example to suffer for us.
教会领袖的应该使人知道，基督如何为人受苦，并且他自己也是为基督受苦的人。So
as elders, we should show to the congregation and the world that we are here to suffer for Christ's sake.
不要怕，第三，有福的盼望。Third,
to have hope of our future blessing.
如果我们光是受苦，那这一辈子都是受苦，将来。
If there's only suffering, where is our hope?
彼得深知与主同受苦，今生与主同受苦，将来也必和主和主一同享荣耀。Peter
knew that if he suffered with for Jesus Christ, he would be glorified when he saw Jesus Christ in heaven.
这是圣经给我们所有为主受苦的人宝贵的应许。
This is a precious promise that God has given to those who are willing to suffer for Christ.
大家很清楚的，登山宝训的八福，后面的三福都是为主所受苦的福。
We all know that the Sermon on the Mount is all about being blessed if you're willing to suffer for Christ's sake.
甚至在受苦的时候，乃然是欢喜快乐的。Even
when in suffering, you can have joy.
所以因着这样有福的盼望，我们能够忍受这自战自清的苦楚，这个为了是要将来成就无比永远荣耀、极重的荣耀。And
that's why if we have this hope of our future glorification, we'll be able to suffer for Christ.
因此彼得在这边能够很有把握的跟我们分享他的见证，受苦的见证。
And that's why
他的荣耀是分不开的。
Oh, that's why Peter shared with us his testimony, and his suffering cannot be separated from his future glorification.
第一节讲到一个做长老、做教会领袖的一个行事为人应当有的准则。
Verse number one tells us the principle that church leaders, especially elders, should have when they act in church.
下面要讲长老的职责，就是第二节跟第三节，这是最主要的长老的事工。
Verse two and verse three tells us about the responsibilities of being an elder in the church.
主耶稣从死里复活以后，曾在提比利亚海的海边告诉彼得。
After Jesus Christ was resurrected, he had a chance to talk to Peter by the Sea of Tiberias that he should shepherd his flock. Peter, based on his own experience shepherding the church, encouraged and exhorted his co-workers how to shepherd the flock.
牧羊在圣经中有许多宝贵丰盛的意义。
There are many deep, profound meanings of this word shepherd in the Bible.
刚才读的以西结书三十四章
Ezekiel chapter 34, what we just read,
是非常重要的。耶和华亲自做牧人，他怎么牧？
It's a very, very good verse that tells us how our God, the Father, Lord, He shepherded. If we can go back to Ezekiel chapter 34, verse 15 to 16.
十五节说我要使他们躺卧，就在诗篇，把诗篇二十三篇写的躺卧在青草地，安歇的水边等等。接着下来十六节那么重要，失丧的我必寻找，被逐的我必领回，受伤的我必缠裹，有病的我必医治。
Just like in Psalm 23, here in Ezekiel 34:15, it says that I will cause them to lie down, and I will seek that which was lost, and bring back that which was driven away, and will bind up that which was broken, and will strengthen that which was sick.
刚才读唱的撒母恩诗歌诗篇二十三篇也是怎样来牧养主的羊。
The song that we just sang was also based on Psalm 23 that also talks about how to shepherd the Lord's flock.
在约翰第十章，主耶稣更是把自己讲得更清楚。
In John chapter 10, verse 10, our Lord Jesus Christ reveals it even more clearly what it is like to be a shepherd.
做一个牧者，做一个教会领袖长老，是要带领人来信耶稣，归入主的羊，教养得生命，得得更丰盛。做长老的应该是走在羊的前头，羊听他的声音。
To be a shepherd, he should be willing to give himself up for the shepherd, for the sheep, for the flock's benefit. He should be the one who will walk in the front, in order to protect the flock.
在这里我们要看到有五点，第二节到第三节有五点，如何来彼得告诫我们，告勉励长老。
There are five points that I will go over based on verse 2 and verse 3 that will exhort elders how to act as elders in the church.
第一，长老要站在管家的地位。
First, elders are just stewards.
因为这边说是神的牧羊，神的群羊，是神的羊，是主的羊。
Because it's God's flock.Not the shepherds.
不是你我的羊，我们不是主人，我们是管家。
We are just stewards.
管家有求于管家的就是要忠心。
What is required, demanded of the stewards faithfulness.
第二, 要照神的心意。
Second, seek after God's own heart.
照神的心意就是照圣经的原则, 圣灵的引导指导指证。
And that means that we should follow the scriptures, principles, teachings, and the Holy Spirit's guidance.
箴言27章23节这么讲。 要详细知道羊群的景况，留心料理他们。
According to Proverbs 27:23, that shepherds should know well how the flock is doing and pay special attention to take care of them.
这边说照神旨意照管他们，照管原来的意思有监视谨慎的意思。
To take care in the original meaning has to watch over very, very carefully.
就是在使徒行传20章28节, 保罗劝勉以弗所的众长老的话。
In Acts 20:28, this is what Peter also exhorted the elders.
圣灵立你们做全群的监督，你们就要为自己谨慎，也当为群羊谨慎。
The Holy Spirit ordained you to be overseers of the flock, and you yourself should be watchful.
谨慎就是这边所说的照顾的意思。
To take care.
看看羊有没有走迷，有没有失丧，有没有受伤生病，就像刚才讲的以西结书讲的这样，随时去关顾他们，照顾他们，帮助他们。
To see if there's any sheep in the flock who has gone astray, if there's any special need, to take care of those needs for them.
不是随己意，也不是随人意，乃是随从神的意思，照神的旨意去办。
Not according to his own will, not according to the will of other people, but according to the will of God.
我们是向神负责。
We are responsible, we're accountable to God.
当然我们要知道人的需要。
Of course, we should know the needs of the flock.
第三,
thirdly, third, we should be elders willingly.
积极地甘愿顺从主的呼召而来牧养主的羊。
To actively and willingly to obey God's calling to shepherd the flock.
而非消极地被动地把人讲了讲一句你就做一句。
Instead of passively do what you have to do out of obligation.
不是人的勉强，不得已，而是主爱的激励。
Not out of obligation, but out of love for God.
第四，要有纯正的动机，牧养教会要有纯正的动机。
Fourthly, being elders, you should have pure motive.
乐意去做,
all the different tasks of God's sacred ministry we should be willing to do.
不要为着报酬，像我有报酬，他们两位长老是没有报酬的啊。你们也不要为着得人的称赞而来接受这个职责。
And we don't do it out of a monetary reward, but I am not out of praise from people.
第五点，要做群羊的榜样。
Fifthly, to be examples of the flock.
榜样是自己做了，然后带领其他的人跟着去做。
Example means you do it first, and then encourage others to follow.
也不是什么事我都一手包办，也不是什么事都是让叫我是长老有职权，你去做，他去做，都不是。
It doesn't mean that you will do everything yourself. Nor does it mean that you are lord over people, just ask people to do things that you don't want to do.
是以榜样来带领人, 而不是以权柄来压制人。
To lead by example, not by lording over people.
这就是为什么圣经出现长老都是复数的原因。
And that's why in the Bible, elder, this word is always in the plural form, elders.
教会的长老, 一直以来都是双数的、复数的。
Whenever elder, this word is mentioned, it's always in the plural form, elders.
因为人有罪性，人是软弱的，人容易独裁。
Because we all have sinful nature, we are weak, then we can very easily have a desire for power. And that's why we need more than one to keep each other accountable. Therefore, example is very important. We all understand that teaching by example is more convincing, better than just teaching by word. Not only in church, but also in your family. What examples are there? There are many good examples in the Bible. At least in your offering, in your ministry, in your time, in your strength, in your spiritual gift, in all these things and others, to be examples. And Paul exhorted the young minister or pastor, Timothy, to set good examples in word, in life, in speech, in faith, in love, in purity. In preaching of the gospel, in prayer, in all kinds of meetings, and in working with other co-workers together as one in unity. Be examples. What did Jesus do when he asked his disciples to love one another? Before that, he washed their feet. Although Jesus was their teacher, and he set a good example by serving them. And then he gave the command to love one another in John chapter 13. So we know examples, good examples, are very important.
最后,
lastly,
做长老, 做牧者, 做传道人, 啊, 都是, 啊, 很多受苦的时候, 啊, 信徒不知道的地方, 哦,
and lastly, to be elders, to be pastors, to be ministers, there are many, many occasions that you suffer and that you cannot even share them with other people. I'm not taking this opportunity to share with you to complain about my sufferings. When you have a chance to serve as elder, pastor, or minister, you will understand what I'm talking about. I don't have enough time to share with you, or you will not understand. But in verse 4, it talks about we have a hope because of blessing, because there will be reward in our glorification. Jesus, the greatest shepherd, how would he reward us in the future? If we are willing to follow what we just mentioned, the 5 points, he would reward us. He will give us a crown as our reward, a glorious crown that will never fade away. Its glory will never fade away, and it will last forever. Not just to leaders or elders in the church, but to whoever in the church who desires to serve the Lord.
Just
like just like Paul proclaimed that there will be a crown of righteousness waiting for him to claim.
雅各所宣告的，为主受苦的人有生命的冠冕为他存留。
James said that whoever is willing to suffer for the Lord, there will be a crown of righteousness waiting for him to claim.
弟兄姐妹，我们每一个人都有机会将来得到主的奖赏。你又忠心又良善的仆人，进来，我给你冠冕。Dear
brothers and sisters in Christ, we all, if we are faithful and good, we will receive the Lord's reward in the future.
真的，到那一天，别人都戴冠冕，我自己头上秃秃的，没有东西可戴。
On that day, if everybody has a crown on their head and you have nothing on your head,
你现在不会觉得怎么样，将来永在永恒里头，在永永远远里头，你会觉得当初为什么不好好的侍奉主？
Now you might not feel that's a loss, but when that day comes, you will feel and you regret, why didn't I serve the Lord more fervently?
为什么在这有限的年日、仅存的年间，我不好好的奉献自己来侍奉主、服侍人？
Why didn't I offer myself up within the limited lifespan honor to serve God and to serve others?
弟兄姐妹，神只拣选少数人，但是你可能现在在牧养一个小团契、小组，哎，一个小聚会，啊，一个你可能在带领查经聚会，你可能在教主日学，这些都是你牧养的对象。
Dear brothers and sisters, elders or church and leaders are a few, but you might be leading a small fellowship group or a small group or Bible study.
神有求于我们的一点忠心吧，讲了很多忠心。
What God asks of us is faithfulness.
摩西在神的家里全然尽忠。
Moses was completely faithful when he was serving in the Lord's house.
保罗说，因为主以我为有忠心，派我做又大又难的事，把外邦使徒的名分给我，传福音给外邦人。
Paul said it's because of his faithfulness that God has given him greater responsibilities to preach the gospel to the Gentiles.
历代神所重用的仆人都是忠心的牧者，忠心的儿女。
All the great servants in history who were greatly used by God, they were faithful servants.
主耶稣是最好的榜样，他已经在前面带领我们走过这条路了。And
Jesus Christ is the best example, and he has already walked this path, and he will continue to guide us when we are walking this same path.
让我们来跟随主的脚踪行。Let's
follow the footsteps of our Lord Jesus Christ. To be a leader after God's heart.
两位长老在安立之前,
before we ordain our new elders,
在他被会众同意之前,
before they agreed by all congregation members to be elders,
在他被长子提名同意之前,
before they were even accepted in the nomination process, they already set good examples as elders.
无论是他们过去忠于职守、生命的见证、真理的教导、爱心的服侍，多堪做圣徒、信徒的榜样。
From their past of faithful service in the church, and they have set good examples.
所以我们要格外的敬重他们，为他们祷告。
That's why we should respect them and pray for them.
我们以下还有史长老跟那个张传道的勉励的话，以后我们就要案例，我们一下请史长老给我们。
Now we'll give the time to Elder Shi to give some words of encouragement to our new elders, and then Minister Zhang will also give us some words of encouragement and exhortation to the new elders.